his circle of friends, it makes me uncomfortable. A lot of vulgarities, you know, when he speaks.
Sometimes he was thinking, did we discipline him enough?
My family also not that understanding. When I get angry, I just do stupid stuff. My friend have to pay fine. Then his friend recommend do this along thing. He like very scared to do because I don't have the boss lah. So I say to him, I say I do with you. First house we do was at Punggol lah. We get 150. When we do ready lah, I tell my friend we stop lah. I don't want to get into trouble because this can get addictive. I can do a lot of house. Then my friend say last. He say last also still do. To me, doing something back is like quite fun. I never think about the consequences.
I can't help but notice what you have over here. Is it a cut? Or is it some pen ink? Hopefully it goes away. Eh? It's a very weird spot to have a mark. No, y'all didn't notice. Eh?
I mean, this is not the first time. He likes to... Yeah, but we know it's not that.
They want to show like fierce area, so that people will be scared of me. Nobody can like touch me. I was bullied once by this sitting primary school. That time also like I don't know how to fight. And because a lot of people think like I'm very easy to bully like that. So I just want them to respect me. His circle of friends, it makes me uncomfortable. He speaks like a gangster, you know? These are signs of emulating what he sees from his friends. When I see my friends, he's like, say, cool like that. Because like, they give you a lot of things. Loyalty, then brotherhood, then protection. Also.
Last time we made a lot of effort, a lot of attempt getting to know him, but to just dish away, you know?
Sometimes he was thinking, did we discipline him enough? Because I have three boys, right? If we are bad in disciplining, all my three children would fail, you know, to respect.
Where do I go wrong? My parenting skill. Maybe there are some areas I lack of. Yeah, maybe there are some areas that I could be better. I do reflect. I think I come from a family which is not so broken. Then I don't know why it's so broken.
I saw from the group chat, you know, the video that was sent. I was quite concerned, right? We had a reporting video call.
I'm looking at comparison in age, you know. To him, he's just joking, but the strength that he's having, it's brutal. I cannot bring myself to finish the video. And it's not the first time, you know.
If, let's say, you know, anger or stress is not managed properly, it can allow the young person to be at a very risky situation. It may cause them to not cope very well, and from there, perhaps make some mistakes. We talked about setting boundaries just now, right? So when you feel hot, what can you do?
You go inside my room, then try not.
There is also another thing, but that one is a little bit more difficult, right? Yeah, that one requires a bit more effort.
You change negativity to positivity.
Correct. So, it looks like this. Often what we fail to recognize is when a situation happens, there are thoughts before our reaction. And usually it is unhelpful or helpful thoughts. When you're thinking negativity, you're very upset, ask yourself the but. But what? But? And then you will start to think the other way.
One point of time, one of my helper was telling me, he told the helper, B, kenapa dengan saya? Kerana saya pun tak tahu kenapa saya perangai macam gini. So that's where I book an appointment to see the counsellor. He said, have you thought of bringing your son to IMH? He needs help. That's why sometimes he cannot communicate with you, cannot explain to you, he cannot express well. So yeah, we book an appointment.
oppositional defiant disorder can have early onset in childhood too. They usually can be spiteful and also they demonstrate that kind of defiant behavior towards authority. And when adults are trying to give instruction, they will react negatively. Such disorders can result in them seeking risky behavior to get that kind of thrill. And because they don't really think through their actions and they can't think through the consequences, it kind of predisposes them to act out in an antisocial manner.
I want to express my feelings, but then like, I don't get the chance to talk. Because later when they school me, then they say I talk back. I don't know how I want them to understand why I'm doing this.
And the doctor decided to prescribe him medication to calm him down. Both of us broke down. We punish him for not knowing the condition that he had. We punish him because he's not able to express himself.
You gave good news to your father, but then the way he responded disappointed you. So I wanted to teach them a way to, one, for the boy to express properly, and then secondly, for parents to be able to cater to what he needs. Perhaps one thing that can be useful for everybody else in the family to respond is this. Let me know if you need help, or let me know when you need me. What do you think about this?
We apologize as parents, right? Because we are too concerned, too overprotective. We just want to know if what is going on with you. You know, is there anything you need? So I think maybe we can't chong.
And that's only natural.
But we want to ensure that during this probation period, he is being well taken care. That we always be there for him, no matter what.
You make it clear to us, he needs that space.
Yeah.
Just now, before everybody came in, right, shared with me a piece of good news.
Yeah, so I apply for peer leader thing. Guide all the incoming small boys. To welcome the secondary one.
In the past, he tried to get respect, or rather tried to be a leader of a group in a bad way with his friends who are more of a negative influence. Whereas now, you know, I can see the change. He wants to use that leadership and that desire for respect in a more positive way.
Did you share the other good news?
Oh, yeah, I promoted to sec 4.
Very good.